What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Name four players you're taking out to the blacktop with you in their prime. I don't really feel like playing basketball, so I'm going to take a team that can fight. I'm taking... Yeah, so I don't even care if we play basketball. We just going to fight and then smoke after. Because I don't play basketball no more.
That's all they want to do anyway.
Right. Welcome back to What's Burning. Jack, what's going on out there in Atlanta?
Man, weather's nice, man. I just took Louie and Dolph to get a bath at the kennel today, at the vet today, man. And, you know, it's looking nice out here today. I'm enjoying the day.
Yeah, man, this is playoff weather, man. Speaking of playoffs, they're right around the corner. And the second that the Golden State Warriors got Draymond Green back, they lost Steph Curry. Marcus Smart, who dove for a ball, rolled up on Steph's ankle, midfoot sprain. They're saying Wiseman has a little bit of a setback with knee swelling. Jack, are you concerned at all about the Warriors headed towards the playoffs, currently in the third in the West?
Yeah, I am, because at this point of the season, Wiseman's supposed to be back healthy. Draymond's supposed to be back healthy and supposed to be playing well. He's really coming back, not playing well and getting kicked out of games and stuff like that, not really coming back focused. And Steph being out, that's a major setback. He's the main one that's been healthy the majority of this time, and now you get everybody else back, and he goes down. I dove for a lot of balls in my career, but I dove for balls when they were out in the open, and me and the guy was both racing to it. I never dove at a ball under somebody's legs. I've never done that before, and I hustled a lot. So it looked kind of funny to me, and I think Steve Kerr had the right to be pissed.
Yeah, see, I looked at it, and I didn't think, like, as much as I love Steph and definitely don't want to see him hurt, I didn't think it was a dirty play. I just thought it was a reactional play, and it just happened to roll up on Steph. And it's funny you say that, because I'm always telling, you know, coaching the kids that if there's a loose ball on the ground, you got to dive for it, because someone else is going to dive, and they could take your ankles and knees. And I tell the kids every single game that, man. So I don't necessarily think it was a dirty play, but I understand Steve Kerr's obviously frustration and anger. I mean, their best player goes down. But I did read yesterday that Steph's foot is progressing better than they thought it would, but they definitely don't want to rush him back. So, I mean, obviously they're going to need all hands on deck. You know, this Wiseman situation has been the whole season, but he's played well in the G League when he's played. So hopefully they can, you know, get that swelling down. But again, I agree with you, man. Steph is the key to this. You know, Draymond's going to get his legs back under him in the next, you know, 10, 11 games before the playoffs. But obviously they're going to need a Steph Curry on an MVP caliber type plane to make a run in these playoffs. So it'll be interesting to see if and when they get Steph back. Next up, man, Timberwolves, one of the hottest teams in the NBA right now. Winners of four in a row over the Heat, Bucks. I don't even see why they put the Lakers in here, but the Lakers too. Ranked number one, points per game. Number two in three-pointers per game. Number three in blocks, four in steals. Also have the best record since the All-Star break. Can the Timberwolves play spoiler this year in the playoffs?
I think so. I mean, because it all starts with Karl Anthony Towns, the way he's playing, the way he's leading his team on both ends of the floor, on defense and on offense. I think they can. You know, he's giving the young guys and other guys on the team some confidence and taking a lot of pressure off guys, you know, by having big games and really making a statement on both ends of the court. So I think they can spoil some teams, but as long as Karl Anthony Towns is playing to the level he's playing at, then I think it's possible.
I'm a big fan of Karl Anthony Towns, and I think this year is the year that he needs to make a step with his team. And when I say that, it's not his individual play, because like you said, he's been playing great on both ends of the ball. It's with his team. I think they need to get to the second round this year. You know, they haven't been good in a long time. He's playing the best basketball of his career, winning the three-point shootout. You know, you got D'Angelo over there. You got Anthony Edwards. You got Patrick Beverley over there. I like this team, and I definitely think they could steal a series in the first round. So excited to just get these playoffs started. Man, next up, the Phoenix Suns, who are clearly the best team in the NBA, despite CP3 being out since the All-Star break. They won their last five in a row, 11 games better than the next team in the league. What do you contribute this to, Jack? Obviously, CP's down. He's their leader, but they haven't missed a beat. Is it coaching? Is it leadership? Is it culture? What is it over there that has these guys playing so well?
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything. I mean, you got a team that's basically been together from training camp to now for 2 years. They know each other well, better than anybody. I think the fact that Chris Paul is out, this team has played without Chris Paul before, so they know how to step up. They all know their roles. I think we talk about the coaching. You know, Monty's one of the best coaches in the league, and being able to relate to guys and let them know their roles with having Chris Paul out and keep in mind of what the goal is at the end of the season and still be able to reach that, you know, with having Chris Paul out. That says a lot about this team. And of course, Devin Booker, he come back. He just come right in leading the team, and he's averaging more assists now, you know, since Chris Paul went out. So I think this team is just focused on his goal of getting back to the championship and not having a letdown. And they're not having any mishaps along the way. They're covering all their boxes and waiting for Chris Paul to get back so they can just ride off in the sunset.
Yeah, man, I really like this team. And I think they still had a chip on their shoulder coming in this season because everyone said what they did last year was lucky. You know, for CP to go down and this team to seamlessly continue to keep it moving as if he was playing. I like the point you made about Devin Booker. Definitely becoming more of a playmaker. And to me, that's the evolution of his game. He's been an elite scorer since he's gotten the game. But now he's taken on more of a leadership / playmaking role, which is only going to help this team once CP comes back. So, man, this is a tight-knit group that plays hard on both ends. And I'm really happy for Monty Williams. Again, hopefully CP comes back with no hiccups. And, man, this team can make a run for the championship. Headed out to the East. A team I saw play live last week that is a cold motherfucking team, man. The Boston Celtics moved up to the fourth seed, but only one game out of the second seed. With 11 games remaining, you think Boston can make a run for that number one seed in the East, in your opinion?
I think this is the Boston team that everybody been waiting on. They have their identity. They playing like it. They're confident. They're finally healthy. Believing in the new young coach and the new young coach is giving them the confidence and giving everybody the roles they need for them to be successful. And they doing it to a T. I think Tatum has definitely understood that he is the star of the team, and Brown is understanding he's the second star. And they're playing like it. But the last couple of games, they've been even 30-30, 25-29. They understand that they have to take over this team. And if they can stay healthy, these guys really going to make some noise in the East, for sure.
Number one defense in the NBA. Talk to Ime Udoka, and obviously coming from the San Antonio system, and I finally think, you know, his imprint is on this team, and particularly on the defensive end. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of the Spurs system. You know, don't let anybody go middle. And I think it's the easiest way to play defense because everybody know where their help is. You know, they're sending everybody baseline, and the big man comes over and help. And obviously, the big man goes over and help. You have to drop down and take his man. Simple defense, but they do it well. And everybody's on the string. And he got all that from San Antonio or Pop. And I think the fact that these young guys are buying into that and understand that Ime comes from a championship organization and knows what it takes to get to the top, I think these young guys are buying in. And that's why they're the top of the league in both categories.
Yeah, I mean, rarely do you see 1, 2, and 3 – Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum all playing defense. I mean, Mm-hmm. Brown and Tatum, obviously, they're stars offensively, but they're definitely two-way players. You got Robert Williams holding down the middle. This Boston team, like you said, I think you hit it perfectly. This is the team everyone's been waiting on. They've been such a mystery because they've had Tatum and Brown, and people have argued, is this team done with this duo? You know, how come they're underachieving? I think this Boston team, and you know as well as anyone, Jack, you got to get hot at the right time, and that's what this team is doing. I think they've won 20 out of 24 games, and they're really rolling, man. So excited for Tatum and Brown to see where they can take their team. Next up, the Ben Simmons saga, sidelined, irritation to the L4 disc. A lot of people want to say he's this, he's that. This dude took an epidural, and an epidural is one of the most dangerous and painful shots you can take. It's what they give women, you know, when they're giving birth. So obviously there's something really going on in his back. He can't really participate in any basketball activities. Jack, if they're unable to get Ben Simmons on the court, are you awake over there?
Oh, we're talking about Ben Simmons still?
Oh, yeah. If they're unable to get Ben Simmons, do the Nets stand a chance without him, in your opinion?
Man, first of all, let me say this. I'm so tired of talking about this guy, man. I just want to see him play basketball. I'm just fed up with the saga. Two, we talking about epidural shots. I had one in 2012 in my back. When I got traded to Milwaukee, I couldn't play because my back was hurting. And when I had an x-ray, they told me that my bottom disc and my back was completely gone. And the only way I can continue to play was taking a shot. I took the shot, Matt, and I played for two, three more years. So maybe I don't know how serious his is, but I took the shot. And it was painful. I need one right now because that was about 12, 14 years ago. And my back's starting to hurt again. I need it again. But he can play with it. He can play once he gets the shot, though. You know, he should be able to play. That's what the shot is for. And I'm just tired of talking about him, and I want to see him on the court, dog.
No, I agree. I mean, anytime you got Kevin Durant, I think you're going to be all right. Hopefully, Kyrie will be cleared to play all games soon. But to me, Ben Simmons is just, you know, icing on the cake. So I definitely think he'll help. But without him, if something crazy happens and he can't play, I mean, you still got KD and Kyrie. So we'll have to see what's up with the Nets. I mean, it's crazy ever since this whole formulation of this Nets team, we've rarely got to see all the stars play in 2 years. You know what I mean? So it's been shambles over there. I know Steve Nash is going gray over there. So it'd be interesting to see, man, if they can get all their collective shit together and get on the court together.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next up, Toronto Raptors are sneaking into the conversation, winners of six straight road games. Big win over the 76ers, who are third in the East. Jack, can they sneak into that top five?
Hell yeah. You got a lot of championship experience over there, and you got a lot of young talent. You know, you blend that together, anything can happen. And you got experience coaching over there. I think if you look at these guys, Siakam is just starting to get healthy and come back. Van Vliet, you know, he's leading that team, and you know he can have a big night any night. So, like I said, with the combination of championship experience and also having young guys that's hungry that can play this game, I think they got a shot to upset anybody.
Yeah, no, I agree. My more question is after this, because maybe they have a shot to sneak and upset, but. Realistic on getting back to the championship, probably not. But I like Scottie Barnes. I like OG. Jack, in your opinion, with Scottie Barnes playing so well, does that make Siakam and his contract tradable this summer for some more assets or draft picks?
Definitely.
Yep. That's what I was thinking. On the Radar, presented to you by DraftKings. With March Madness in full swing, let's take a look at what players most likely to go number one in the upcoming draft this season. Jabari Smith at Auburn, 6'10 forward. He's minus 115. Chet Holmgren, the 7-footer from the number one Gonzaga Bulldogs, is plus 125. Paolo Banchero, 6'10 from Duke, plus 800. And Jaden Ivey, the 6'4 guard from Purdue, is a long shot at plus 2,500. Jack, out of those four, do any of those guys really catch your attention for, you know, a next level star?
Yeah, I was able to coach most of these guys in Allen Iverson game, and I know a lot about them. I love Chet, but Chet his body's still growing. He has to fill out. He has a great upsize when his body can continue to get filled out. But I think between Jabari and Paolo, I think Jabari is ready right now. I think he's more polished as far as mentally wise. When you watch him play, he plays his role to a T. He doesn't really get rattled. He's solid on both ends of the floor. He just looked like a pro already. And I think that's why a lot of people got him already shoe-in at number one.
Yeah, no, I played against his dad. His dad went to LSU. He's definitely got a lot of game. I like Paolo for some reason. I think a little erratic with his shot selection, but, you know, you can get away with that in college. Jaden Ivey is a monster over at Purdue. And I agree, Chet Holmgren is 7 foot, but doesn't even weigh 200 pounds. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of, you know, program he gets on to add, you know, maybe add 10 or 15 pounds of muscle. But, you know, all four of these guys are very talented and looking forward to, you know, what they could do at the next level. Mm-hmm. Next up, fan questions. Jason Cannon, 17. Name four players you're taking out to the blacktop with you in their prime.
Four players I'm taking to the blacktop with me in their prime. In their prime. I'm going. Yeah, I'm going to fuck y'all up with mine. I'm going prime. Okay, for my big man and the prime, I'm going Shaq. For my power forward, I'm going Tim Duncan. It's blacktop now. I know what I'm doing. As my small forward, I'm going Ron Artest. And at my point guard, I'm going Stephon Marbury.
Very nice blacktop team. I don't really feel like playing basketball, so I'm going to take a team that can fight. I'm taking Charles Oakley. I'm taking Derek Coleman. I'm going to take Ron too. And then give me my point guard. Give me Vernon Maxwell.
Oh, wow. Yeah, y'all ain't going to finish the game.
Yeah, so I don't care if we play basketball. We just going to fight and then smoke after. Because I don't play basketball no more.
That's all they want to do anyway.
Right.
Next fan question. At Unheritage, 5 years from now, who will be the face of the league? Good question. Ooh.
5 years from now, I think Giannis will be the face still. You know, I think Giannis is, what, mid to late 20s. So 5 years, he'll be in his early 30s. I think he'll be the face. You know, John Morant will be in that conversation. I think it'll be a handful of guys. Luka will be in that conversation. I can't say if there's going to be a clear-cut face of the league because I don't know if they're, you know, there's always so much talent. So I would say those three are probably going to be the face. You got anybody outside of those three?
Yeah, I'll just add Embiid. I'll add Embiid to that.
Yeah. Love the way he's playing. Jacoby_Atwood. Most underrated player y'all played with?
Ooh. The most underrated player I've played with is probably Gerald Wallace.
Ooh, good call. I think two guys, and I think I've said this before, but two guys I play with that if they were like, and they're just such good guys, but they're so talented, like if they were dogs or mean or assholes, I think their story would have took a different trajectory in a good way. But Rudy Gay and Jeff Green, man, super talented, but just nice guys. But dudes that I played with that they could literally do anything on the court. Three-level scorers, but they're just nice guys. I wish, like, I wanted to make both of them assholes when I played with them because I figured if they was assholes, they would have went to a whole nother level. But super skilled, but just super nice guys, man. So. Yeah. Both had very long careers, still playing to this day, but two very talented players that I particularly play with that I thought were very underrated.
Yep. It's Shaq 92. As players get closer, who was the one player each of you played with that always turned up in the playoffs? Someone you could always count on in big moments.
Man, I got to play with a lot of greats. But, you know, Kobe, CP, shit, you. You always play big in the playoffs. AI, KD, Steph, to name a few. BD.
Yeah, I was going to say, for me, BD and fucking Manu Ginobili.
Ginobili was a monster in the playoffs.
They always play good in big games.
Forgotten Seasons, presented to you by Showtime Basketball. Is back this week with a look at the 2009 Orlando Magic with J.J. Redick, Eastern Conference champs, but lose to Kobe in the finals. Super talented team, man. That's when Hedo was in his bag. Dwight was one of the best players on earth. Very deep team, very fun team. Make sure you guys check this out wherever you find your podcast. We got a special announcement over here at Showtime Basketball. Our brother, J.R. Smith, is now a part of the family. Enjoy this little teaser as his episode airs April 7th.
Compared to, okay, you won an NBA championship, you got all kind of NBA accolades. What does getting a 4.0 measure up to?
Man, that's like, for me, I mean, again, I've always had the talent to do pretty much any and everything, so even like, you know, people I played on, you know, on teams with, they'll tell you probably, you know, more than anybody, they can see me doing something like this, going into another field and doing, being, you know, somewhat successful at it or not as, it not being as hard, you know, compared to everybody else. Cause I've been naturally good at, you know, athletically everything. But for 4.0, and that's like, I tell everybody, you know, I wouldn't change my championships in it, but I give my sixth man for sure. Because I never expected it. Nah, for real. Because for me, like, you know, getting a 4.0, and I used to walk around school, I see the kids getting 4.0s. It was just like, and I know me, I'm just not even on that level. I'm over here trying to read a page and the words scattered in my head, looking at math with alphabet now. It just lost me. So school was definitely not my thing. But now, as you know, as you mature and you understand what your goals are and why you do certain things and what you're doing it for, it gives you a more perspective, a better insight. When I was in school back in the day, I just wanted to go to the gym. I just wanted to get out of there, go talk to the homies, whatever. I had so many other things going on. Now that I make it a priority and I know why I'm doing it, like, me and my daughters be sending me, they test and we be sending it back and forth and literally competing with my kids. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's great because I can see how engaged my kids are now. When I hear the, you know, when their mothers go to the meetings and stuff, they tell them that they see the change in my kids, because I can be an inspiration and a level at being more of a level playing field. They can relate to me now, opposed to me just being their dad or being a professional basketball player that everybody else treats so holy or godly or think of whatever, you know what I'm saying? Having that much more of a perspective of somebody than just a random person, you know, walking down the street. So when they hear me talk about school and I can understand and relate the problems that they go through at times and, you know, and just being so time consuming, I can relate to them and they can relate to me. So it gives us more of, you know, other things to talk about opposed to just being that adult parent.
Closing thoughts: LeBron James moves past Karl Malone to become number two in scoring. Unfortunately, his team lost and they continue to fall, but fuck it. We're not talking about the Lakers. We're talking about LeBron James. Jack, the number two scorer, but also top 10 in assists. Could you imagine if he was a selfish player? He probably would have passed Kareem 2-3 seasons ago.
Yeah, and if he was that, he wouldn't be the best all-around player we've ever seen. You know, that's just what he was meant to be. Passing Karl Malone is an amazing accomplishment. Karl Malone put up buckets, crazy buckets in the league, and to be, you know, a couple thousand away from passing Kareem is amazing, man. I think he can do it.
Yeah, next year he'll have the opportunity to pass Kareem, man. We just hope he's able to stay healthy and get there, because if he's healthy, he'll definitely be able to become the all-time leading scorer. In your opinion, Jack, does he need to win, if all said and done, he passes Kareem, does he need to win one more championship to be the best player all time, or is that something that no one can eclipse and that's always going to be Michael Jordan's seat, in your opinion?
Well, I think, I mean, really at this point, man, ain't nothing he can do about that. You know what I'm saying? His career is where it is, and he's still putting up stats, but it's just certain things that Mike did that's just amazing. And in the time frame he did it in, everybody respects. As you see, even at the top 75, how everybody, not just us and not just certain people, but all the top 75 was treating Mike like he was the best. So, you know, Mike was just born to be Mike. Braun was just born to be the best player, that basketball player all around that we've ever seen. And I hold both of them up high and at the same level. So, but Mike's just born to be Mike and Braun's just born to be Braun.
No, I mean, it's a conversation. I think that'll always be a conversation. It's whoever you like more. But when it's all said and done, LeBron's going to have pretty much every playoff record. He'll be the number one scorer in the league. He'll be top seven, top five in assists. And to me, if he wins another championship, he's definitely in the conversation as greatest of all time. Our brother, teammate, and friend of the program, Jamal Crawford, announced that he is retiring from basketball. What do you remember most about fam?
Mr. Showtime, man. Say, Prime. You smell that popcorn popping? That's all I used to hear my boy telling me, man, before the game, man. I hate, because it's not 10 people that I can tell you that I know basketball love more than him and that can still play the game at a high level, man. And it's so many great players that the NBA have pushed out and just stopped giving them opportunities that it sucks. But Jamal, brother, for me, you had a hell of a career. You're a Hall of Fame in my mind. And you did it your way, bro. Great career, bro. I hate you retiring, because I still want to see you play.
Three things. First of all, happy birthday. Fam, birthday was the other day.
Fam.
Happy birthday. He wasn't too far away from 20,000, which is crazy. I wanted him to get 20,000. And last but not least, I feel like the NBA Sixth Man of the Year Award should be named the Jamal Crawford Award moving forward. So we got to do a little All the Smoke campaign to get that, to get those engines pumping.
You heard it here first. We signed a petition. We started a petition. The Sixth Man of the Year Award is now the Jamal Crawford Award. Let's go.
Facts, 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 facts. You can catch What's Burning available every week on Showtime Basketball YouTube.
And on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Show Basketball. Peace, folks.
See y'all next week.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.